I think we're live. So I'm going to say we're live right now. It's the Joe and Alex Show. We're broadcasting live today from the Coke Lot right outside IMS. And I have got an awesome tan going. My neck is going to be on fleek.
You're actually already burning right here on the back of your head.
All my hot dog rolls?
Quick.
Should I switch you spots or?
MYK.
Yes.
Two options. Let me borrow your fedora.
Okay. Okay. What's option two?
Alex, can I borrow your weave?
You would look like Charlie Chaplin if you wore MYK's hat.
Hey, I think Liv the Web Girl's there. I don't know. Liv, Yes. Can we hear you?
I'm here.
Oh, my gosh. You sound wonderful.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Cool.
All right. Hopefully she can hear us. All right, Liv, let's get some phone calls. Let's talk to, I think, Becca. Becca there. We're talking about who loves or hates Alex.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I don't hate Alex at all. I think you're rather entertaining, actually. That's why I listen. But I think you kind of bring it on yourself sometimes because you tend to kind of speak in absolutes and, like, this is right and this is wrong. And I am not at all saying, like, you shouldn't hold, you know, steadfast to your beliefs and opinions. I think that's great. But you tend to come off a little bit judgmental of people who have different opinions than you or live differently than you. And I think that especially since you're a little young and admittedly have been kind of sheltered in your life, it just comes off a little, like, kind of know-it-all-ish, and I get how that kind of rubs people the wrong way sometimes. I think that you tend to just come off a little bit closed-minded and judgmental.
Becca, what was your name on the actual message board? What were you commenting under? What name?
I did not at all. I think Alex is great. I like her a lot, but I get sometimes you say things and I kind of cringe. I'm like, oh, girl, like, you're going to take heat for this because you're coming off that way. And while I have you
that's
guys,
not
I
wrong.
Have to say this. I have to say this. Joe, love you a lot. The word especially is not especially. It's especially. And the fact that no one has told you that before or corrected you when you are live on air, I feel bad. I'm trying to help you out, brother.
Listen, hey, because hey, we
Becca,
correct him.
Becca.
This is supposed to be hating Alex, not me.
Can we have her sit in the studio and correct
here.
Joe every time he makes a mistake?
Yeah,
What's
we would
that?
Be there for hours.
Becca, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex.
Yeah, here's
show.
The thing about when people say that I'm judgmental or closed-minded. I hear what you're saying, and yes, I do speak in absolutes a lot, and I say, this is my opinion, and this is what I absolutely think is right. I know that I don't know everything, but I also am the one with the morning show, and it's way more entertaining to have somebody that's either hot or cold as opposed to someone that's lukewarm and vanilla all the time. If every single caller was like, oh, yeah, I see what you're saying, and I just never really gave my opinion, you would be bored AF. And guess whose show you wouldn't listen to? Ours.
I don't know. There's a lot of boring shows in Indy that do that.
Kara, the kombucha queen, tweeted in and said, I don't know why anyone would hate on Alex Rapp. Yo, Alex Rapps. I don't agree with her 110%, but having someone more conservative is super refreshing. And I'm glad there's someone mainstream like her.
Aw, thank you very much.
All right, real quick. Well, let's see. Can we get one more call on?
This is Renee.
Renee, we've been waiting to hear from you. Where you been?
I'm on my way to work.
Where do you work at?
I work for a long-term care group. So I help old people make sure that they have their long-term care insurance in place. So if they ever need to go to a nursing home, they have it.
That's
all
good.
Right. Well, I'm going to have my wife call you because that could be me in about 10 years.
Renee, I want you to know that the IMPD is standing right next to us. So if you're going to say something mean about me, I'm going to have them arrest you. I'm kidding.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm not going to say anything mean about you, Alex. But what I am going to say is that I do absolutely love you and adore you. One, because you have your own opinion. You do not let anybody change who you are. You are true to your word. And the fact that you're not like 90% of the Americans out here that just give it up to everybody and that you're staying pure to yourself. It's absolutely awesome. And, yeah, Alex, I love you. So I don't care what anybody else says. And Joe,
thank
you're
you,
awesome,
Renee.
Too.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in this morning. Now, Alex?
I feel better about that 100-comment hate thread that I saw now.
I kind of want to see the link.